105. Not quite sure what the word is on the flag.
I have a strange feeling, Clark. They're gonna get Harbor Beach on a horse collar tackle there.
They're discussing it with the ugly offense. So if that is the case, this would be the third. It's a face mask against Harbor Beach. So they walk off 5 yards. It's 5 yards if they grab the mask, 15 if they yank the face mask. And looks like they're short of the first down by about a foot, maybe more. And now they're going to whistle it dead, and they want to measure. So we're facing a third and one for the ugly offense here at the Harbor Beach 28-yard line. Harbor Beach read that play on the keeper from Sweeney right from the get-go, but unfortunately they grabbed a face mask on the way down. And now if this results in a first down, this would be the third one tonight where they will go from a third down stop to a first down automatically.
And you're absolutely right, Clark. And fortunately for Sweeney, as he's very small, short, and uses his speed to his advantage. His size there came to advantage as some of the bigger defensive linemen reach out to grab him and just clip the face mask just a little bit. Looks like the result is going to be first down for the Ugly Bearcats.
They got the first down by about 4 inches, less than a half of a football, out to the 28-yard line. So move the chains one more time due to a penalty the third time tonight for the Bearcats. First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 28-yard line. 10:51 left in the third quarter. 21-7, Harbor Beach leads as of right now. Sweeney rolls to his left for the pass, and it is picked off nearly. DJ Reiner grabbed it out of midair, threw it up above him, trying to bring it back down, and it falls incomplete. DJ Reiner, playing linebacker to replace Sloan Klasky, injured in week number one, nearly comes up with an interception and a turnover for himself, and now it's second and 10 from the 28.
A neat play design there by Coach Coffin as he had number 30, Curtis Boom, streaking down the field in the middle of the field. Sweeney, a little slow to deliver that pass, telegraphed it a little. DJ Reidner sticks his hand up, the ball goes straight up in the air and can't quite find it and corral it for the interception.
Harbor Beach showing blitz, and it's a handoff to Ryan Hager on the left side, breaks free of his first tackle, gets out to about the 26-yard line. Gain of 3, brings up 3rd and 7.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther with a shoestring tackle.
10:25 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 21, Ugly 7. After a Harbor Beach turnover to begin the second half, Ugly kicked off. In the first play of the second half, Aaron Ginther fumbled it. And here comes Ugly working off of a short field. They get one first down off to do a penalty. Now they're faced with a 3rd and 7. Sweeney under center, 2 receivers to the right. He rolls to his right. Here comes Harbor Beach, and he has to throw this one away at the feet of Aaron Ginther. Incomplete. Sweeney is now 0-for-4 on the night, and it brings up 4th and 7 from the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Sweeney basically threw that ball away. I think Ginther got away with one there, though, as he knocked down the receiver. Nobody's seen it, though, so tough defense by Harbor Beach, and looks like Ugly's got a decision to make here at the 25-yard line.
Harbor Beach has ran one play in the second half. Ugly, this will be their 7th play as they are going for it on 4th and 7 from the 25-yard line of Harbor Beach. 2 receivers to the right, 2 men in the backfield. Sweeney under center, warms up his hands, gets under center, rolling to his right, has a man open, and overthrows number 11. Austin Rothy, by a good country mile, over the head and hits the track, in fact. Falls incomplete. Sweeney now 0-for-5 on the night, and it's a turnover of downs, so a turnover for each team to start the second half. Not exactly what either coach drew up at halftime.
No, I don't think so. I think, though, in Ugly's shoes there, going knowing it was 3rd and 7, knowing that you're on the 25-yard line, to me, a run play there, even getting 2-3 yards and cutting that deficit in half would have been a better play call there. Unfortunately, when you don't convert the pass on third down, you're forced to throw it on 4th.
Kraft out of the spread formation, and the keeper breaks free of the first tackle at the line of scrimmage, has the first down to the 40-yard line, nearly to midfield, finally brought down at the 48-yard line. Started up that one at the 25. That's a gain of 23 for Eli Kraft to start the second drive of the second half.
Elusive and quick. Eli Kraft rolled to the near side of the field. Tyler Drapeski jumps out and forces him to reverse field. He cuts it upfield and turns into a big game. Eventually, Connor Lawler, number 22, brought him down.
First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Kraft and shotgun. Two receivers one each way in the spread. This one's a handoff to number 7. Derek Puff gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing much more there. Maybe out to the 49, brought down by number 67, Tyler Drapeski, the 6'1" senior.
Tyler Drapeski having to deal with 71, Mike Wachowski. He fights off that block and drops down and makes a nice shoestring tackle there on number 7, Derek Puff.
Derek Puff with a 1-yard gain. Brings up 2nd and 9 at the 49 of Harbor Beach, nearly a midfield, left to right across your radio. The black pants, black jerseys with white helmets with white lettering and orange outline. Kraft in the shotgun about 6 yards behind center. And here comes the ugly defense, and they are going to, should have been a sack. Kraft evades 3 tacklers, and now he's finally brought down way back behind the line, out to the 33-yard line. He should have been brought down at the 40-yard line. Instead, he scrambles out of that, manages to, and out to the 33. That is a loss of 16, and we have an injured player for Ugly. He looks like he's holding his right arm. That's number Nick Booms, number 50, 6-foot sophomore. Looks like either a dislocated elbow or a dislocated shoulder. They're calling for the EMS staff right now to get over to that sideline, the entire sideline, waving over the emergency crew. They don't quite see him yet. And they're moving him to the locker room quickly. Harbor Beach in the T formation. It's a toss out to the right side of number 2, Travis Essmaker, out to the 45-yard line, to the 46. And that was a 3rd and a country mile. Now brings it back to about 4th and 11.
Back to that play, Clark, where we had the sack. Incredible Eli Kraft able to squeeze out of it. I mean, literally 3 defenders had him bring him down for the sack. He squeezed out of it. The only mistake he made there, he probably should have just thrown the ball into his bench over here on the sideline. Just got rid of it and said, let's restart. Instead, he tries to reverse field. Eventually, Ryan Haig made the sack. So on that last play then there, they're just forced to pitch it out. Travis Essmaker with a burst of speed gets back to almost the original line of scrimmage.
So Harbor Beach is forced to punt for the first time tonight. Nick Hessling standing on his own 30-yard line, has plenty of time to boot this away. A line drive bounces at the 26th. Into the 20-yard line, bounces dead at the 19-yard line, brought down by Aaron Ginther. So, just like that, a 3 and out for the Pirates with 7:07 left in the third quarter, still leading 21-7.
Defensively, exactly what Coach Kaufman could have asked for coming out of the locker room. He gets the turnover that we talked about, Clark, and he gets a 3 and out, giving his offense a chance to get within one score here as they down 14.
One thing to note here, number 50, Nick Booms, is out of the game with an injury, either a dislocated elbow or a dislocated shoulder. He's going out to the emergency crews right now, and Sweeney is under center at his own 18-yard line. Right to left across your radio, it's a handoff to the right side, and number 5, Kirk Tabosky, is out for the running. He's out to the 40, to the 50, and finally brought down right there by number 86, Avery Wainer, with a last-ditch effort on the tackle. And just like that, from the 18-yard line to the 49, 21 yards, for number 5, Kirk Tabosky.
That's the second touchdown-saving tackle Avery Wainer's made back there. On the other side of things, Kirk Tabosky, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, he's really their all-around, all-purpose back. If he's got a little bit of speed to go with some strength there, as he bursted through the line, broke a tackle, and was off for the races.
First and 10 for Ugly, right at midfield at their own 49-yard line. Kirk Tabosky, that was a misconception of the broadcaster. It's a handoff right through the middle.
Ryan Haig
almost looked like there was a fumble on the play there as they stopped the clock there for a second. Now brings up 2nd and 9. Ryan Haig with a 1-yard gain right at midfield, directly on the 50-yard line. 6:15 left in the third quarter. Ugly still trails 21-7. No scoring so far in the second half.
Both defenses coming out playing well in this second half.
2nd and 9, a handoff to Kavoski once again in the same play and the same result. He's out to the 33-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain for Kirk Kavoski, suddenly bursting free through the middle of the line, through the Harbor Beach defense, moving the chains, and Ugly has a little bit of momentum behind him.
Eli Kraft makes the tackle. On the other side of things, Kirk Kabosky finding the hole. Credit the offensive line for giving him enough room to just squeeze through. And then after that, he's had 10 yards before he runs into a defensive back.
Kabosky has had 38 yards in the second half. He has 56 overall. 1st and 10 for the